Three simple words. It's kind of what we've talked about for most of our Wednesday evening Lenten service. Our Wednesday evening services this year, kind of focusing on the idea and the simple little statements, the short sentences that are three words long. It is I am he, take and eat, take and drink. But don't we realize how often three simple words, short sentences, really speak their verdict over our lives? Short sentences like, God demands perfection. Short sentences like, God hates sin. Sin means death. And there is rarely, if ever, a day where that sentence, each of those sentences, has more impact on us, on our person, on our emotion, on our psyche, on our understanding of eternity, than on Good Friday. Good Friday, when we zoom in especially on the work of Jesus, our high priest, that is our substitute, the one who offered himself as a sacrifice for sin, the one who stood before Pontius Pilate and said, I am he. Three short little words that still define you and me. But how often? How often isn't it another little short sentence that defines our life, that even strikes terror into our hearts? That sin means death. Three words. That God hates sin. And you don't have to see God's impression of sin or God's idea of sin. You don't have to look any further than Christ on the cross. And there you see God's wrath against sin poured out in all of its fury, all of its anger, all of God's wrath dumped out on his own Son. The God who hates sin, placing sin on his Son, the sins of the world. The sin that demands death, leading to the death of his Son. And there, it's mind-boggling. But we see how much God hates sin. But at the same time, we call it Good Friday because in somber joy we recognize why Jesus is at the cross. Not because he himself was sinful, or that he were some mere victim of circumstance, as though he was captured in the middle of the night and then trotted through a kangaroo court without his will and without his power in being able to stop it. But he is there at the cross because God hates sin, because sin means death. And there at the cross, there at the cross, we see especially the words of Jesus right before he dies. From John chapter 19, verses 28 to 30, likely recorded by the Apostle John after he, about 60 years after he stood at the foot of that cross. John writes, later, knowing that all was now completed, and so that the scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, I am thirsty. A jar of wine vinegar was there. So they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of a hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had finished the drink, Jesus said, it is finished. One short sentence in English. It is finished. And then he bowed his head and he gave up his spirit. And we don't know whether it was a loud triumphant cry there at the end of 6 hours of excruciating pain, even the word excruciating, coming from the Latin word talking about the cross. Excruciating pain for 6 hours, but even more so, the pain of God's wrath against sin. And finally, whether in one last triumphant cry and shout, or a series of three gasps, he says, it is finished. Three simple words. In Greek, it's only one. one little word that's the exact same thing that a merchant would write at the bottom of a bill when it was finally reconciled, finally paid up. If somebody had taken out a bill of credit at a store, and the merchant would say, "All right, I'll just put it on your tab." And then finally, when that customer would come back in and pay up the tab, when the money was all exchanged and the deal was finalized, he would write at the bottom those three words, "It is finished." In Greek, it's just one. Because he's saying, it has been finished, it has been completed, it has been paid in full. And that's the exact picture that you need to see tonight. Paid in full. When you talk about three-word sentences like, "I am sinful," "God hates sin," "Not my fault," "Actually it was." Sentences like, "Sin means death," all of those gathered up in God's almighty hand and placed on his Son, and listen as he says, "It is finished." Paid in full.